I get out of the car that my dad gave me a while back. I saw Tommy get off the bus, wiping the tears off his face, acting as if nothing had happened to him. I ran over to him and asked what happened. He said nothing, so I asked him again. "Nothing, just leave me alone," Tommy yelled. I stopped and just looked at him for a moment or two. He had this look on his face I've never seen before. It was like sad, but really mad kind of look. I really did not like it. Mom opened the door and yelled, "Come on, I have to go to a hair appointment." Tommy and I ran to the house. I got to stay home and chill for a while when Mom and Tommy left. I hear in the kitchen that Dad's phone is ringing. I yell to him, "Your phone is ringing!" He goes down to the kitchen and answers it. "Hello? Is this Bob?" questioned the coach. "Yeah," replied Bob. "I was wondering if your son Max wanted to come down here and play on our team next summer. I'll give you some time to discuss about it, and I know that it is a bit of a stretch to get here from where you guys live, but your kid has some good talent for the sport," suggested the coach. "I'll also throw in a bit of cash for the scholarship. I'll talk to him about it, and we'll see, and we will definitely get back to you on that," replied Bob. "Max, can you come down here, please?" yelled Bob. Max replied, "Yeah," running down the stairs. They talk about the choices for a while, then Max finally decided that he would take a couple of days to think about this. He went to school the next day. "Hey," yelled Max down the hall. "Hey," replied Jack and David. "I've got something to tell you guys, and it's hard to believe, but it's true. I might be moving towns to play in the LSU team next year," stated Max. "Before you say anything, I just want you to know that they are giving me a good scholarship, $14,600 to be exact." Jack was amazed. "Really? $14,600? That is a lot, I have to say, but how much would here give you?" "They told me that they would give me around 12 grand. But come on, like, who wouldn't want their college already played off almost?" questioned Max. David was wondering, "Well, what are you thinking of doing?" "I don't really know yet, because either way I'm losing a really good opportunity," stated Max. "I'll go ask Lily and see what she says," Jack and David agreed. "Wait up," yelled Max to Lily. I had a question for you, but I'm telling you that it might not be good." "Yeah, what's on your mind?" asked Lily. Max told worried, "I have a scholarship to LSU to play on their team next year, and the scholarship is $14,600, and the one that I would get here is only $11,300. That is a pretty big difference in cash, I do have to say, but here you have lots of friends, family, and me," replied Lily. "If you want to go to the LSU, just promise me that you will talk to me every day, and if you do, then I am very supportive of whatever you do." "Thanks, I promise to," Max told, surprised of what she said. All of his friends and girlfriend were supportive to whatever he chooses. The day came that he had to choose what college he was going to go to. They even kind of threw a party for it, too. Everyone was there, his friends, girlfriends, parents, and even both the coaches that he was going to choose from to play on their team were there. It was time to choose. He stuttered at first, but slowly the words came out. He picked the home team because he told us that it was too far for him to drive and that he would have to leave so much at home, friends, family, and especially his girlfriend. Everyone started clapping besides the coach. The coach interrupted, "I'll give you way better money than all these players, and all the players on my team are actually good. You don't need to be playing with these chumps anyways." Max declared, "I told you, I'm staying here and there's nothing that can change my mind." "Okay, but you are leaving a lot of opportunities on the table," said the coach. "The thing is that I would also be leaving many other opportunities behind me. They might not be better, but they are for sure good ones," snapped Max.